All right, stay with me both, Mr. O'Keefe and
Jews,
Mr.
Ken.
Kaplan. Stay with me. We're going to cross over. We're going to look at some of our Facebook comments by viewers.
The Zionist corporations got what they wanted, though. ExxonMobil got their oil, Rothschild got their banks, and Halliburton made a $5.5 billion profit. As the Zionist Madeleine Albright said, it was worth it. The world needs to bring Bush and Blair to justice. The impunity is too much. I personally think that it is a good thing that the US and Britain invaded Iraq and overthrew Saddam, the biggest dictator of all time. What the world can do is to bring these two criminals to justice, though their current leaders will protect these criminals at whatever cost. The day will come that these two criminals will be punished in a Muslim court. Both Bush and Blair are saviors of the world today. Both of them are criminals. God will punish them soon. Why did Iran support them? Waiting for your reply, Press TV. World's greatest murderers and criminals at large. Sad to see that.
Well, let's turn back to Mr. Kaplan. Mr. Kaplan, you've heard some of our viewers' perspective. What about that? Is there different type of rules depending on who you are when we look at the situation that has taken place by the United States and the UK? And as one of our viewers said, according to Madeleine Albright, it was all worthwhile. We look at the military contracts and the money that has been made. Was it all about the money?
Madeleine Albright never made a quote to that effect of what you're suggesting in this broadcast. And also, let me point out to you something here. You stated that Iraq was a closest ally of the United States back then. They did have some trading partner benefits, but they were not our closest ally by any means. And you keep making statements like that to bias the argument in this case. Even your Facebook readers,
I did not say that it was a closest ally. Said it was a close ally, sir.
You just said that they were a closest ally of America.
A close ally,
let me
stand by what
here.
I said. Mr. Kaplan, let's look at the whole situation. Do you think that in general that the United States took a very callous attitude going into Iraq? Basically, that the lives or what happens on the ground there, it doesn't really matter. It's almost like a game.
Absolutely not. Now, let's look at the callousness here. You know, Iraq was exporting terrorism. They were paying $30,000 a pop for suicide bombers to blow up buses in Israel. They were threatening the rest of the Middle East, including Iran at that time. You know, I have a quote here from Ken O'Keefe
from 1981 to 1988. Sorry, from 1981 to 1988, when Iraq was in a war with Iran, it wasn't important, but all of a sudden, because it was threatening Iran, it became important. Please stick to the subject, sir. I want to look at what I was talking about, the callous attitude. If we look at the situation, for example, the card games. Let's start off
with
the Iraqi cards. Do you recall, sir, at the beginning of the
attitude.
War, do you recall, sir, in the United States, that there were cards being sold even at every 7-Eleven?
I recall it intimately.
Wanted players of the Iraqi regime.
Are you going to keep interrupting me, and are you going
to
debate for Mr. O'Keefe, or are you going to moderate
the question,
the show?
Sir?
What's your question? Give me your question, and then let me answer
without
you interrupting.
My question is, I asked you about the callous nature of it all. For example, like the card game that was created by the U.S. military, these cards were sold at almost all stores in the United States with the most wanted on it, most wanted Iraqis to be traded and bought as if a game. It was shown on live TV like a football game that everybody was watching the shock and awe that was taking place in their living rooms. Tell me about it.
All right. You asked your question about the cards. Those cards represented Iraqis who were the equivalent of the mass murderers in Nazi Germany. They murdered millions of Iraqis, 5 million during the course of Saddam Hussein's administration in that country. And they were mass murderers that they were trying to track down. They were the same as the Nazi SS that they were trying to track down. So what you do is you take a little thing and you try to suggest that they were just making a joke out of it with cards. No, they caught them all. They caught the majority of them, that is, and they even caught Saddam Hussein. So let's not try to obfuscate here. Let me give you a quote here from Ken O'Keefe. He wrote this in 2003. I depart by saying that any group of people, whether it is the disciples of Hitler, the Christian Zionists of America, or the Jewish supporters of Israel, or the brainwashed false Muslims. I wonder if when he says false Muslims, if he's referring to Iranian Muslims, Shiite Muslims also there. I say loud and clear, any group that believes they are chosen by God and thus superior to anyone else is an enemy of all humanity.
Okay.
Well, you know, your supreme mullah has stated that he wants death to America, and he wants the Iranian revolution, the Shiite revolution,
right,
spread throughout the world.
Mr. Kaplan,
so I would say that fits into his definition
to you,
back
but
then.
I'm almost out of time. Mr. O'Keefe, I only have a short period of time. I'll give it to you to answer. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you for the quote, actually. I stand by that 100%. My problem is indeed with those who believe they are better than everyone else. So whether that happens to be Nazis
or American
supremacists
or Jewish supremacists
or Jewish supremacists or any other form of supremacists, you're interrupting me. I didn't interrupt you once. You're such a callous, chicken-hawk, cowardly man with no... I will easily debate you about the Holocaust. But nonetheless,
you will gladly blame the Jews for all the problems in the world, and you won't recognize the fact that this was a good thing that the United States and
the UK did. What a disgusting man. Your job is to go send off more American sons and daughters to die for Israel. That's what you want. 22 American servicemen a day committing suicide. 22 American service members a day at least committing suicide because of wars for Israel. And you chicken hawk. Coward who's never served in the military.
War for
you're
Israel,
a chicken. Cowardly man.
We are
who
out of time.
Rubbish.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ken O'Keefe, peace activist, former U.S. Marine out of London, and Mr. Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist out of San Francisco. So sorry, everyone. We're smack out of time. Thank you so much for being with us on another debate.